Hi, it's Alan Chartok in the Congressional Corner with Representative Paul Tonko, a man who I love very much and who's been on this show so many times and really leads us down the straight path. From New York's 20th District, he's been in office since 2009. I think 2009 is yesterday, but there are people who think, you know, well, 2009 was a long time ago. Anyway, what do you think, Paul Tonko? Is a long time?
Well, a decade flies by, especially when you're busy and having fun, because work in the 20th District is fun. It's heavy duty, but the people make it a good task.
Well, you've got this huge golden button in your lapel button. I've never seen something quite that big. What is that?
It's our congressional pin. And can I just let the listeners know that it's not huge?
Is it gold? Is it pure gold?
I don't think so. I think it's probably...
What do you mean you don't think so? Yeah. If you don't think so, it probably is. Yeah, if you say, no, it's not gold.
No, it's not gold.
It's not gold. It just looks gold?
I guess. I really don't
know. You know what he's thinking now? I say, I'm never coming back here again.
No, I don't think that at all.
Okay, so here is...
Let me tell you, a lot of people tell me they hear this show, so...
They do?
Yeah, when I go throughout the district, I hear it a lot.
Wow. Well, I'm very impressed, and I thank you for that, because, you know, do they ever say to you, well, what's he really like?
No, they love you. There's an Alan fan club out there.
Oh, come on. They always say, what's he really like? And then people say to them, well, what do you think he's really like? He's like...
Kind and loving and gentle.
Kind of like he said. Okay, we had the midterm elections. We haven't talked to you for a while. You guys now are in charge of the House of Representatives. And so what happens now? I was thinking about this morning, Paul Tonko. I know you're here to answer, but I was thinking about this. You know, the last thing I would want to do, considering how well things went for the Democrats in the last election, is impeach Trump. Hey, the guy's out there. He's winning for you.
Well, I think, you know, all things will come in I think, a sequence that is appropriate if we do our work thoroughly. Right now, I would hope the caucus goes after those substantive issues that have been left unfinished. Working on infrastructure, it seemed as though everybody was into the infrastructure issue in the 2016 presidential campaign. Candidate Clinton, candidate Trump, the Democrats, Republicans, Senate, House of Representatives, and we went nowhere with it. And I think that, you know, there wasn't a serious attempt made by the previous or the existing majority until the end of December. I think that hopefully there's room for the president to look at an infrastructure package that must go well beyond roads and bridges. There's broadband that needs to be addressed, grid modernization, rail safety improvements, certainly water infrastructure that I've been working on, and that would include both drinking water and wastewater. So there's plenty of work to be done there, reforming or including some of the fine-tuning on the Affordable Care Act so that the markets are stronger. I think there will be a serious attempt made there because we really wasted so much time with many, many votes, 60 votes, I believe, to repeal the Affordable Care Act and continuing to hammer away at the opioid epidemic that had a response, which was our step in the right direction, but still more to do. If we come out of the gate just speaking about impeachment, I think we're not doing anyone a favor. I think we need to really let the Mueller investigation drill down as deeply as it can. I have a lot of faith in the investigation being done by Mr. Mueller. I think that there's respect for him on both sides of the aisle, in both houses, and we need to get that done because...
Well, I'm sorry for interrupting, but I don't see Mitch McConnell chomping at the bit to protect the Mueller investigation.
Well, I think that the public is there, and if we raise it as a House, I believe the pressure will be on the U.S. Senate to do something. I believe that the public understands full well that the intelligence community has said that we were definitely hacked by the Russians. Let's find out how and by what connections. And I think that's important to do for the next generation. So, you know, if the Senate decides to stand in the way, I think there will be reps in the Senate that will do their best to exploit that denial and that delay tactic, which will, I think, put a lot of pressure on them to do something.
So 2020, do the Democrats take the Senate?
You know, this was a tough year for the Democrats in the Senate. Those seats that were up were very red states.
They were.
And I think they did well, even where they lost. It was a close election. I think that you'll probably see in a presidential year, if these numbers continue, I believe this is the first president in modern time that would include our lifetime, where the president, sitting president, has not broken 50% favorability in the first 2 years. And that's coming to a close in a month. And so I think if that continues, along with the successes that we made in the House, I think with some of the better states coming up, the more doable states for Democrats, I think there's a very good chance that they could flip that House.
Now, obviously, there are going to be an awful lot of investigations that go forward now. As you know, your Republican brethren in the House of Representatives haven't exactly been courageous when they've seen something that needed investigating, certainly not in the Senate. But now I was listening to Jerry Nadler on our station this morning, he sounds like he got a little blood in his eye.
Well, I think, you know, there's no denying that Jerry's a very bright attorney. He really knows constitutional law. I think that you'll see the committee take a very aggressive stand. Again, I would hope they wait for all the investigation to be done. You know, there were efforts made over the last several months to deny the Mueller investigation to continue.
Sure.
And luckily, we stopped that. But, a bobblehead government in the House of Representatives, I think, is going to get pushed aside by the wishes of the voters here. The electorate decided they wanted, accountability. And I think that accountability comes by having, a Democratic majority in the House with a president who doesn't seem to show much respect for law or for the Constitution.
So what about this new acting attorney general thing? This guy, there's a question if when the Mueller report comes out, when he's done with it, this guy may sit on it. We won't know what happened.
Well, I think that... Again, I think public sentiment will drive what happens there. And a lot of scrutiny is going to be had over the sitting attorney general, the replacement for Attorney General Sessions. You can try deny the wishes of the people, but more and more people are, I think, understanding that there are these investigations that are really about searching through to find the truth and to act accordingly. And I think that that will be the tone established.
You think this guy Whitaker survives?
I think it may be difficult for him to survive. And I think that, there will be pressure on the president to take action that will... enable him to be looked upon more favorably. I think that to continue to suggest or strongly imply by action that the attorney general is your personal attorney.
Yeah.
While he's supposed to be the people's attorney, and there's a big difference there, and I think the public is beginning to understand that.
Well, we have to end this right now for this time because. The reflection of the light in your lapel pin has got me right in the eye, so we have to go. But Representative Paul Tonko, my very good friend, is Democrat, New York's 20th District, in office since 2009, and truly one of the most thoughtful guys in the House of Representatives. So thank you, Paul, for being with us.
Always my pleasure.